You're listening to Vatican Radio. Catholicism and Citizenship is the title of a new book published on Saturday, April the 1st, which takes an in-depth look at the relationship between the Church and politics in the 21st century. The book's author, Massimo Fagioli, is a professor of theology and religious studies at Villanova University in the United States. He believes that since the terror attacks of 2001, there's been a growing crisis in the West of the concept of politics as a solution to national or international problems. Yet he believes that Pope Francis is calling Catholics to rediscover a vocation to politics and to the crucial task of serving the common good in the public square. Professor Fagioli talked to me about the book and about the implications of Pope Francis's personal political vision.
In this new book, I try to recapture a little bit of the political culture and of the political ethos of Catholicism that comes from the Second Vatican Council. So the idea that there is a common good and that there is a particular way to work for it. So this book tries to cast a light on a specific Catholic way of engaging the public square. And particularly, this book tries to make a counter-argument against those who in these last few years have said that the world is too secularized, is too hostile to the church, to Christianity and to religion in general. So the only viable option is withdrawal, is reconvening in small communities, intentional communities, so the so-called Benedict option, so on. I think this is not viable for a church that is as big as the Catholic Church. And my contention is that it's not Catholic, because the Catholic Church is anti-sectarian by definition. And this book really tries to explain what Pope Francis pontificates means for that. Because in this particular time, I think Pope Francis is the only global voice who's trying to nobilitate again the political vocation, the call to work for the common good in the public square.
So you see him as really reaching back to that ethos that you talk about from the Second Vatican Council and trying to repropose it in the 21st century.
Absolutely, because with Pope Francis, we have a kind of comeback of the political culture of the Second Vatican Council because of his Latin American background. And so in the Northern Hemisphere, Catholicism has seen the last 50 years through the lens of secularization, of the weakening of the role of religion in the public square. The experience from Latin America is very different. So the post-Vatican II period for Latin America means mostly a fight against dictatorship, against authoritarianism, military juntas. And so Pope Francis is a believer that the Catholic Church is an agent for the development of nations, of peoples, through politics. And this is one of the most interesting things for Catholic observers, because in the current anti-political culture or climate, you see Pope Francis is the most interesting believer in politics as a very high vocation for Catholics, but as the best possible way to go through issues in the world.
He also has an enormously high degree of popularity among ordinary people, not just Catholics, but well beyond the Catholic world. And yet, how much is his vision really being listened to by leaders in the church, particularly in the West?
Well, this is a difficult question, because I think Pope Francis is an anti-elitist pope who's having a tough time being listened by his own elite, which means that the bishops and the Catholic elite in general, the intellectuals and theologians. So there's a little bit of disconnect in this, as you said, especially in the Western world, because the Western world in these last few years, in these last 10 years, or I would say after 9/11, went through a real crisis of the very idea that politics can solve problems. And so this is not Pope Francis, because if you read Laudato Si, it's very clear that it's either politics or special interests. And he's the only one who can say that from this incredibly important platform of a pulpit, which is the Vatican. So he's very much listened to, but not especially by those who should follow his lead.
He's made some quite interesting appointments to major US dioceses over the past year. Is this beginning to impact the church in the United States?
I think it is. So you have many of his appointments are making real changes locally. There's no question about that. In Chicago, in Indianapolis, and then Newark, in Santa Fe, where I was recently, in San Diego, there's no question about that. The problem, in my opinion, is that these appointments are having a very big impact locally and nationally at the level of the perception of the Catholic Church, not much at the level of the U.S. Bishop Conference, if we look at the documents that have been published in these last 4 years by the USACB, or the agenda of the annual meeting, you don't see much of Pope Francis. And so this is because it's a very big church, it's a very big episcopate, and there's still this very large majority of bishops that were appointed in a different period, under different circumstances. And there's a little bit of disconnect, in my opinion, between the bishops appointed before 2013 and the ones appointed after. There's a very clear divide.
What does he need to do? What does Pope Francis need to do? He's the man who's always urging us to build bridges. How does he reach across that disconnect that you're talking about?
Well, I think he should keep doing what he's doing. My impression, and this is what this book wants to do, is to call theologians to be not just intellectuals, but also at the service of the church as a living body. This is one typical problem of North American theology, that there's a lot that's happening in the World Catholic Church that you don't see from the North American landscape. For example, if you look at the Catholic bookstores around the Vatican here, the buzzword, so many books are about synodality in Italian, in French, in Spanish. You don't see much of that in the English-speaking context. So I think Pope Francis is not a Superman. He cannot do everything. So there are other sectors of the Catholic Church that are doing that. Theologians have a role to play.
A role and a huge responsibility.
A responsibility, because they reach an audience that a pastor doesn't reach. They teach, they publish, they interact with intellectuals. So this is moving. It's happening, not as quickly and as effectively as Pope Francis.
Professor Massimo Fagioli teaches theology and religious studies at Villanova University in the United States.